T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know what I would also like you to do today with the WWL Open Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line? Even though they're old, even though they've been around for a long time, I would like you to tweet me with your "It is so hot" joke. All right? It is so hot that, and then you text your answer to the WWL Talk and Text Line at 504-260-1870, and I'll read them on the air. And I'll go first. It was so hot yesterday that I saw a dog chasing a cat and they were both walking. That's mine. Now you send me yours at 504-260-1870 because it is going to be miserably hot today and humid and just oppressively miserable. Highs of 96, maybe a storm here or there. But you know how that is, depending on when it rains. Well, you might have it worse after it rains than before. And since Ron Popeil passed away, I'll give the weather this way today. But wait, there's more. If you wait until tomorrow, the highs will be 98. And Saturday and Sunday with spotty storms. Then they talk about a cold front coming in, but it's going to be more of a dry front. There ain't nothing cold about it. Going to knock the temperatures way down to 90. So we can look forward to that. 616, it's hot down there at the southern border in Mexico, I guess, and Texas and New Mexico and California. I guess it's a different kind of heat, but there's still a lot of trouble with immigration. Mark Morgan joins us now, senior fellow with FAIR and former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection, CBP. How you doing, Mark?
Tom, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me this morning.
Tell me what it's like. You know, I'm kidding around about the weather here being it's so hot, but if you're dealing with that every day down there, it's certainly not funny at all. And it's also not funny when you would feel, I would think, if you're a Border Patrol agent, that what are we accomplishing here? What are we doing? Why am I even out here? Because
I'm sorry, Tommy. Well, you talk about how oppressive that the heat is, and the reality is on the southwest border, It's that oppressiveness also leads into danger, right? And so right now, that is something we don't talk enough about, and that's why I say actually the most inhumane thing that the United States can do is to have open border policies that encourages illegal immigration like this administration, because it leads to more migrant suffering and death. Not only suffering at the hands of the cartels, we know that 30% of young women and children are abused on the way up, but in addition to that, in this oppressive heat and these conditions, it is absolutely exponentially more dangerous. Year to date, the Border Patrol have found, just the Border Patrol alone, this doesn't include the other local law enforcement along southwest border, but Border Patrol alone have encountered over 200 dead migrants trying to make the journey illegally into this country. They have executed over 8,400 rescues of migrants that probably would have perished or been seriously injured had the Border Patrol not rescued them. Look, I could go on and on, and we're still in the middle of, you know, battling a global infectious disease, COVID-19. I mean, it's just horrendous what's going on. The numbers, I think, as you know, last month were almost 190,000, the third single highest month in over two decades. It is an unmitigated crisis on this border, and this administration caused it.
Do you have numbers in terms of people that have died, children and adults, or do they break it down that way?
So they don't break it down that way, but again, Border Patrol and CBP alone, 203 dead migrants that they found. If you go to other local law enforcement, Sheriff Martinez in Valverde County, he shares about 100 miles of border with Texas. You know, his deputies have discovered over 40 dead migrants this fiscal year. And he's a proud lifelong Democrat that said this is the most uncontrolled crisis that he's experienced in you know, 3.5 decades of law enforcement experience. He talks about one of his deputies found a dead pregnant Haitian woman on the banks of the United States that has succumbed to her. Look, Tommy, this is another thing. This is another false narrative out there. This is why we say that border security is national security. The Border Patrol alone annually apprehends individuals from 140 different countries. You name it. Look, Haiti, Cuba, Afghanistan, Yemen, Romania, China. I could keep going on.
And perhaps I think the most eyebrow-raising mark is Canada, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We can take a break. We can take a break, pick it up here, we come back, because here's the thing. We all came from somewhere else, right, unless we're Native American, and I understand that, and I think that sometimes, as you mentioned, narrative is that these people are just coming over with everything they own, looking for a better life, and that the big, mean Border Patrol agents are turning them around and sending them back or locking them up, and that's not the reality of it at all. And that's why I wanted you to come on, Mark, and paint a picture for, if you will, a picture for us, if you will, of what's really happening. Not the ideal, not what would make the great story, but what is actually happening down there, and what are these border protection agents seeing down there? Mark Morgan's our guest, senior fellow with FAIR, former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection, so he's seeing it. And he's going to tell us about it when we come back. 6:21, time for traffic now on WWL. 6:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every Thursday morning, we try to check in with somebody from the southern border to see what's going on there with the immigration crisis. Mark Morgan is our guest, senior fellow with FAIR and former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection, CBP. Mark, before we get to the painting the actual picture there of the ideal and what everybody, I think, would like to believe, because we all want the best for people, right, or we should, and what's actually going on, how worried are Border Patrol agents about fentanyl? Because we all know that you have to be extremely careful when handling this stuff, like almost hazmat suits, I guess. But when they approach these people that are trying to cross the border, they can't wear all of this in that heat, and they don't really know what they're carrying, do they?
No, that's correct. Look, that's another issue that is not talked enough about, is that, look, when you open your borders up to one crisis, one threat, you're opening your borders up to every crisis, a set of very complex, multifaceted set of threats facing our United States outside our border. Look, they're not mutually exclusive from each other. If you're opening your borders, but that's another false binary choice. This administration, open border advocates, Tommy, want to separate border security from illegal immigration. They're not. They're one and the same. And one threat and one crisis begets another. Right now, if you take a look at illegal immigration, of course, as 40-50% of resources, Border Patrol resources, are pulled off the line to process the unprecedented, 190,000 in the 30-day period, that's larger than the city of Arlington, Virginia in 30 days, and provided what I refer to as the daycare assistance, needed to the families and unaccompanied minors, leaves large areas of the border wide open. Drugs are pouring in. Criminals are pouring in. Gangs are pouring in. Not to mention they actually use the illegal aliens themselves that they're smuggling across to smuggle drugs. So Border Patrol, and that's another false narrative that this administration loves to push out too, is that, well, the majority of drugs are caught at the ports of entry, as if there's no drugs coming through in between the ports of entry and being seized by Border Patrol. It's a lie. The truth is, because our borders are wide open, Tommy, we don't know what is coming through in between the ports of entry. But we do know fentanyl alone, as you mentioned, there's an over 350% increase of fentanyl seizures alone by Border Patrol in between the ports of entry this fiscal year. That's the truth.
Do you have any problem, Mark, with people coming into this country legally?
No. And look, Tommy, I thanks for asking that question. Look, this country is the most generous country on the face of the planet. Annually, we swear in and anoint over a million migrants to be United States citizens every year. I applaud that, and I applaud them. They came here. They followed the rule of law of this sovereign nation. They worked hard. They went through a process, a very lengthy process. It's important to do that, and now they become U.S. citizens. That is exactly the way we should do this. And when you talk about immigrants looking for a better life, that's another false binary choice that this administration is trying to push down Americans, is that if you're not for illegal immigration, right, therefore somehow you're incompassionate, uncaring, and you're a racist. No, what I am for is the rule of law and the sovereignty of our nation. What I do subscribe to is what Ronald Reagan said back in the 80s, is that a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation at all. This is not about legal immigration, which we support. This is about illegal immigration, and that's the difference. Look, there should be consequences. I'll give you a quick example. So let's say you're an American citizen. You lost your job. Your wife had some issues, and she had to go to the hospital, has medical bills. You lost your house, and now your family's living in a car. And the father says, I've had enough. So he goes and robs a bank. And he says, but wait a minute. I'm looking for a better life. I'm trying to feed my family. I got it, and I'm compassionate about that plight. But robbing a bank is not the answer, and there must be consequences for the rule of law, regardless of what your circumstances are. I got it. They're living in harsh conditions, but that does not justify them breaking our laws, Tommy.
Well, let me just say this real quick before we let you go, Mark, because you got to go and we got to go. But looking for a better life does not qualify for asylum either. I think that's something right. That is often conflated. So thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I hope we get to talk to you again.
You bet, Tommy. Thank you.
Fight the good fight. All right, senior fellow with FAIR and former acting director of ICE and Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan. We're going to take.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.